We are back. The Gunsmith Show, US 1031, your home for ultimate classic rock. This segment's brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. John's going to talk to you about them.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the SHOT Show.
Yes, we are.
Coming up. And we do want to lead in just a little bit with Dan's thumb injury.
Dan has a boo-boo.
No, we don't want to do that. I shut it in a car door, though. It really hurts.
This is the Gunsmith Show. Say you got it caught in your M1 Garand.
That's what I did.
Okay, yep, he got it. He's got an M1 Garand thumb.
Hammer down on my thumb.
Yep, the bolt closed on his thumb.
That's what
happened. Terrible looking. So you got to chew on a cigar when you're saying it. Like Arlie Army do it that way, but I don't think he smoked cigars.
No,
probably did, but anyways,
I did. But I was like 14.
Yeah, me too. So. So this segment of the show is, of course, brought to you by Tri-County Roofing, our good friends in the roofing business, and good friends in the gun world as well. We have a lot of fun with old Tim. He just got back from a trip himself, and he was at artillery training with his daughter in Hawaii, and he sent me pictures of him shooting huge artillery cannons. He got to shoot it and everything. It was great. Wonderful videos. And his daughter's a first lieutenant in the Army, and she runs a three-gun little brigade on, I don't know what it's called, three cannons. She's in charge of three cannons. She's got quite a crew underneath her. So
nice.
Hats off to him, and thank you for your service. And but you need a good roofer, Tri-County Roofing's your guy. Get a hold of them at 810-732-7740. And remember, you can always link to their websites and get all their information on our website, which is real easy, thegss.com. And as far as that goes, you can always use that website as well to listen to these shows streaming. Or you can listen to these shows as a podcast. You can listen to them anytime you want. Hey, guys, call me all during the week.
Streaming on the website? So you've got the MP3s uploaded on the website.
Right. So you can download the MP3s.
Yep, you download them to your phone or your computer, and you can listen to them if you miss the show each week.
Right. And people that ask questions months after the show. Hey, and back in August, you asked about this. You know, so I go back and I review the show, but they're all there. They're archived. For years, they've been archived down there. So it's a very, very handy tool for us. And handy for you if you want to go back and listen to any of the other shows. So Tri-County Roofing, get a hold of them, 810-732-7740, and thank them for sponsoring the Gunsmith Show. We appreciate it so much. So, Jacob, SHOT Show's over now.
SHOT Show's been over now a week.
And
it
now
ended last Saturday.
And now we're looking at, there's other big shows coming up, but there's so much that comes out of the SHOT Show.
You know, you've got the SCI show, you've got the NRA shows, but the SHOT Show's really, that's like the Detroit Auto Show. That's the big one. That's the one that everybody brings and rolls out their new stuff to and shows off.
It's
so
huge. I don't know how many acres it is, but it's massive.
It's a big, it's at the
convention
centers in Las Vegas, and so it's a big space.
You've been there, but not for that show.
I was there for the kitchen and bath show.
Yeah.
This is actually at it's not at the Las Vegas Convention Center, but it's at one of the ones for the casinos. But it's a big hall, anyways.
Yeah.
And every year, it's amazing to see and hear the reports of what different brands have produced, what different brands have introduced and come out with and showing off, and seeing the crowds that gather and hearing the responses. Now, some of these shops are startups, smaller businesses.
Yeah.
Some of them are 150-year-old, you know, businesses.
Yeah.
And you know,
Remington,
and then you've
Winchester,
got
all those
Beretta.
Guys are all there. Yeah.
Beretta celebrating 500 years this
500
year. Do we
years.
Know that?
Yep.
500 years of making firearms. I mean, yes, starting off in Italy, you know, but you have
Totally global now, though.
Totally global.
There's Berettas on every continent in the world, that's for sure.
And Beretta copies, too.
Yeah. So. And clones is a big thing right now. But we broke this up into two segments. The first segment is we're going to be talking about domestic, pretty much domestic.
Mostly domestic things,
Our gun manufacturers here in America. And then our second segment, we're going to talk about a lot of imports.
Imports that are coming.
Because imports are just huge right now. I am seeing, you know, like everybody, you know, no matter what, everybody loves Western guns around the world. There's a genre of people that want a six shooter, and not a Python or anything like that, but they want a single action Army. And it's amazing how many companies are making those now. And a lot of those are clones from out of the country.
Pieta and all that stuff. You know, you've got so many brands. Taurus makes a
full line of them now.
Yeah. They're all making copies of Colt Peacemakers.
Yes. And that's pretty cool.
It's impressive to see. But for ones in the country here,
yeah.
What are some of the things that came out this
year? Well, you said Smith & Wesson has introduced so many new models.
Yeah, they're flooding.
They really did a lot of modifications and put a ton of stuff out on the market this year.
They've done a lot since January 1st. And at SHOT Show, they introduced the 686 SR 7-shot, 4-inch, 357 with the optics on the top. It comes fully.
It's got a a Wiley Clap grip on it or a Micheluk grip.
It's got a different grip. It's got the target hammer, target,
everything. And trigger. It's got a reflex sight on it.
And it's fully Cerakoted.
Ported, everything.
So it's set
it's
up.
Two-tone. Yeah,
on top of that, they introduced the steel frame M&Ps.
Yes.
So that's a big deal.
And those are, they feel like $1 million in your hand. I like the way an M&P feels. Like one of my favorite guns is a 10mm M&P 2.0.
Yeah.
And that gun with a steel frame, oh, would that be nice? That would be one to gather. And, the price difference is basically you can get an M&P 2.0 for about under $600.
Yep.
If you're careful, but with all the bells and whistles, those you get up into that $1,100 range.
Right. So,
but they've done a full new line of like the 327 or the 32 caliber pocket revolvers and stuff now. But they're like 32 H&R Magnums.
They are, and that the 369. What's that one? Oh my gosh. Why did I just draw a blank? The Night Guard ones.
Yes.
44 special, 5-shot revolvers designed for carrying.
And that whole line of the green and black ones that I just love. In our fourth segment today of the show, we're going to be talking about outrageous guns at Williams Gunsight. And a couple of those are Smith & Wesson. Yep. So you're gonna hear about a little bit of that.
Okay. So other than Smith & Wesson, what else?
Caltech.
Yeah, Caltech
came out with a breakthrough on this handgun thing. One of the biggest things that bothers me about little handguns is hanging on to all those little magazines, praying you got the right magazine with you. If you're like me and you change carry guns quite often, so that makes you familiar with a lot of guns for one thing, but you got to make sure you change your mags right.
Right.
And especially dealing with 9mm and 380s, the magazines are so close. Well, Caltech did a smart thing. A magazineless 380
and they already had the magazine. It was 5.7.
yes.
So no magazine. You open the gun up from the top, you rack it up, and you fill it with a classic old stripper clip.
Yep. You push the shells down like
click a click,
like they used to do in 303 Britishes and all that back in the day, and
it's interesting,
03 Springfields.
And I wonder if, again, we talked about this in the first segment about New York compliance, since there's no magazine.
Exactly.
Is it New York compliant then?
Exactly.
Right. It's something to think about.
Yep. It does not have a removable magazine, and it's more compact. And it's one thing. It's another accessory you don't have to buy.
Yep.
You don't have to, because I spend way too much money on magazines.
You do.
I have an obsession with, I'm OCD with magazines.
Well, it used to be Guns and Ammo, Shooting Time, Shotgun News. Now it's magazines that switch to to Glocks and all these other things.
Well, every time I get a handgun, I always want to get I want to have six magazines.
20 magazines.
Well, I want to have six for it. But if you got three Glock 45s, that means you got 18 magazines now. Well.
At least Glock mags can be cheap.
They are fairly inexpensive.
There's a lot more expensive mags to get.
So Caltech's got other cool stuff too, but Shadow Systems, this is a company that's coming on strong, and tell them why they're coming on so strong. Why do people want to get a Shadow System?
Yeah, so Shadow Systems are made in Texas.
Yep.
And the interesting thing about Shadow Systems handguns is that if you use them
for self-defense,
if your gun is fired and, police come, 99% of the time you're taking that gun. Probably 100% of the time you're taking that gun.
They're going to take the gun.
You let Shadow Systems know. They ship you a replacement gun.
Because they're glad you were able to use
their gun. Because they're glad you used their gun for self-defense. They're
pretty
glad
awesome.
Their gun worked to protect you. So they're going to ship you a replacement gun to your FFL.
That's amazing.
For you to receive. And if you never get your old gun back, it's yours.
Yeah.
You keep. Now, if you do get your new gun back, they tell you it's a gift.
Wow.
Thank you. Now you have two of them.
Wow, that's
so
awesome.
It's an interesting tactic they use, but they're always producing new things.
But all the ways out there to protect yourself during having insurance in place for such things, and I've been dealing with that a lot this week. I've been working with insurance companies, making sure my insurance is good for the year for protection from civil liabilities due to defending myself. So that's a great little insurance policy right there with Shadow Systems. Now, Ruger came out with a lot. They changed their Scout rifle, which surprised me. I've always loved the Scout rifle.
I think this is a horrible decision on their part.
Well, but now you just got to look for an old one, you know?
So they discontinued the Model 77 Gunsight Scout, which has been around for 15 years.
Yep.
But they replaced it with the American Rifle Gen 2 Scout, which doesn't come left-handed. It's got the plastic stock. And
is it Hogue or is it?
No, it's their plastic American rifle stocks.
All right.
Yeah. My thought of this is the whole point of a gun sight scout rifle, using the sling properly, wrapping it, keeping a tight shot.
Right.
Open sights.
Back,
but you can also
back
do
to
a
the
scout.
Original
Thumper.
Colonel Cooper.
Yeah, rifle.
Scout rifle.
Scout rifle. So, but with a plastic stock, those stocks bend. Anyways.
Well.
And it's the American Rifle Gen 2 platform.
Yep.
So it's lighter weight. Yes, it's definitely cheaper because it's cheaper than to produce. Well,
those Scout rifles were works of art. Those 77s were beautiful rifles. Now,
So
just so you know, Jacob is looking for a left-handed 308 Scout rifle.
Well, I messed up and I should have done it when they were still available 6 months ago. I didn't realize until this shot show they discontinued.
I didn't think they were
going
to end it.
Doesn't make sense, but... Anyways, so
shooter at the GSS.com. Send us an email if you got one.
Now they've got the new
left-handed.
The Gen 2 Scouts, which the Gen 2 American Rifles, they still haven't produced them left-handed.
Now these might be nice guns. You know, I'm not kicking them out of bed.
I'm not saying they're not. They're smooth actions, but it's almost a slap in the face to the Scout rifle.
The Scout rifles were beautiful.
Of what it was. And a lot of other brands have...
The original Steyr Scout rifles that Cooper designed, I think they had polymer stocks or plastic stocks, too.
They did, but those are different than these Ruger American Rifle stocks. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of other companies have also introduced Scout rifles this year at SHOT Show, and they're all the same thing. They're all based on, like, the Patriots from Mossberg and these other
less pricely. The Hog Hunters with box magazines. They're good-looking guns. Very prominent sights. A lot of times they got a peep sight and a Picatinny rail for a forward mounted scout. But there's more news though with Ruger. Underneath the Ruger umbrella, of course, is Glenfield line now.
Yeah.
And of course the Marlin line. Now Marlin, they didn't do a
nothing.
We didn't go
Marlin
to
SHOT
Show, but I'm sure there was, but we didn't see it all. But they did just release the Marlin 10mm in December.
Yeah.
So, you know, end of November, beginning of December. And so that was a big release for Marlin.
Yeah,
but
I wonder
Marlin's
why they didn't wait.
So strong anyway.
I don't know why they didn't release that at SHOT Show. Maybe it got leaked out, so they said we better produce it.
Could be.
But, you know, Glenfield's still the same. It's the unused
model
original ranch,
American
rifles that Ruger's rebranded as Glenfield.
And then you got Ross Martin, still doing great.
Yeah.
They're all over the place. Kimber has got some really cool stuff. The 10mm, 6-inch, 1911 style gun. It's called the DS Warrior.
Double stack mags.
18 round magazine. So pretty cool stuff. So there's more. Winchester, we're going to talk a little bit in the next segment because part of Winchester is Turkish made guns.
Yeah.
We got to go to break, though. Dan's giving me the break sign. So we're going to talk about imports in the next segment. So we'll talk more about that then.
More Gunsmiths coming up right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.